Thousands of protesters marched through Hong Kong's streets yesterday demanding full democracy. It was the largest demonstration in the former British colony since a July 1st protest threw the government into crisis. Hong Kong's residents have more freedoms than mainland Chinese, but they still have no say in choosing their political leaders. Keith Bradshaw is the Hong Kong bureau chief for the New York Times. What was this protest like?
It was a stirring reminder that while many Americans may take for granted the ability to choose their leaders, many people elsewhere, including in China, really would like to be able to vote on who's in charge. There were parents pushing babies in strollers. There were senior citizens. There were students. It was really people from all walks of life, although with a heavy representation of union activists, but really people from all walks of life carrying a variety of banners and placards, all asking for more democracy here in Hong Kong.
And they weren't just demanding free elections, they wanted Hong Kong's current leader to resign.
Quite a few people did. There were a lot of people carrying balloons mocking Tung Chee Hwa, the chief executive of Hong Kong. One poll conducted by a local newspaper found that slightly over half the participants in the march wanted him to step down. There's actually a division, however, among the leaders of the pro-democracy groups in Hong Kong over whether they want him to step down. Some say that he is so unpopular he makes a good lightning rod for criticism, and they would rather have change in the system here, the ability to elect the next chief executive, instead of just having him resign and have somebody new appointed by Beijing next who might not be as unpopular and might take the wind out of the sails of the Democrats.
Has there been a response to the protest from Tung's administration?
Yes, Tung's administration has issued a statement saying that they have listened to what the participants in the march said. They will take it into consideration, but at the same time they noted that there is not a consensus in Hong Kong society on how quickly to move towards greater democracy. That's really a nod toward the business tycoons who have long dominated the political life of this former British colony. Many of the business tycoons are surprisingly blunt in saying that they don't think Hong Kong's people are ready for democracy. They say that passing laws and regulations is too complicated for the common people, as they describe them, to be involved in. They say that the best people to make decisions and keep this a thriving center of capitalism in Asia, best people to make the decisions are them. And they have resisted greater democracy. They've been advising Beijing not to allow greater democracy, and they want to continue, for example, to be able to choose half the members of the legislature. Only half or slightly less than half are chosen by the public right now in general elections.
Yet the territory's mini-constitution sets full democracy as a goal.
It does set it as a goal. It's a little nebulous as far as when that goal is supposed to happen. Hong Kong's mini-constitution, negotiated by Britain and China before Britain handed over Hong Kong to China in 1997, calls for greater democracy in choosing the chief executive after 2007, but it doesn't say whether that means the people of Hong Kong get to vote in 2007 or whether it's just for chief executive elections held after 2007, which might mean 2012. The people demonstrating yesterday said, let's vote in 2007 on who will be leading this territory.
Keith Bradshaw is the Hong Kong bureau chief for the New York Times.